listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I love her and I hate to leave her lonely. Ring, ring went the iPhone. It was my homie. He said, let's hit Japan if we can make them jam.
We can make $100,000, spend it in the south of France. Nothing further. I jump, grab my Goyard trunk. Got ready to walk it out like unk.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house on a Thursday afternoon.
Yep, yep, y'all.
But it's a very special Thursday afternoon. First things first, you should recognize both of the voices that you heard during the lyrics to start the show. Been on the show multiple times. The first is, of course, Patrice Callender, at Patrice C on Twitter. And we've discussed a few times them thrones, and today will be no exception. How you doing, Patrice?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad Game of Thrones is back. We've been waiting almost, I would say, close to a year.
It feels like it, you know, like there's just a longing in my heart whenever the season was over. And I felt like they ended on a slap in the face, like with, they just threw like the Winter Walkers in our face, like this is what they look like. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, bye. So I can't wait to talk about that. But, you know, also Patrice has hellandheartaches.com. What's going on at hellandheartache.com right now?
Helen Hardix, it's a lot of stuff. I've been going offline lately. I'm speaking at some conference about the internet in Atlanta in November. I might be doing something for Internet Week here in New York in May, and I'm doing a live reading of Michael Bay's version of one of the scripts for Ninja Turtles, because apparently they're remaking it, and I'm doing a live reading, and I am Michelangelo.
Ouch, my childhood.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything I read about, he's one of those people that thinks he's making it better whenever I read a quote from him, but it's always something that makes what he's doing worse. Because he'll just be like, oh, it's just Ninja Turtles. I mean, who cares? And I'm like, I do.
Exactly.
I'm the one who cares, Michael Bay. I wanted to buy tickets.
I grew up in New York, and Mrs. Laird, Peter Laird's mother, the man who created it, she was my fourth grade teacher.
So we
got to see, like, the really rough, gross, like, you know, how Garbage Pail Kids are gross at the beginning kind of drawings of Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I actually remember Ninja Turtles was probably, like, the first thing I tried to draw myself. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely one of the first graphic novels I owned. And I knew Eastman and Laird's last names, like, from fifth grade on. So when the remake of the movie started coming back up and people were like, yeah, man, they're going to do an actual live action movie. It's going to be good. And I was like, well, what did Eastman and Laird have to say about this? Everybody's like, well, who are those people? I was like, oh, no, I love them too much. This is too much. All right. The other person we have on the show is everybody knows. It's my man Justin, a.k.a. J. Trill. It's been a while since we had you on the show, man. What's been going on with you?
Man, you know, I've just been undercover trying to avoid those charges, you know, trying not to get caught up in my parole violation. But, you know, they finally went on ahead and caught me, so I did my time. Now I'm back.
Yeah, it's good to have him back after a hiatus, man. And it's also good to have company on the show of somebody else that doesn't have a job, so that's nice. You know, I'm in good company, so
you know, they're not hiring ex-felons out here these days, so
well, that's your problem. I don't have to worry about that one. But yeah, me and Justin were talking, and I was just like, yeah, man, you know, it's crazy, man. I got laid off last Thursday. It was weird. I hate that job, so I'm kind of happy, but I should be sad, but I'm not.
And so
Justin's like, yeah, man, I got laid off too, man. I was like, oh, shit, man, it's like we're brothers again.
Getting fired on our day off.
Yeah.
Oh, you got fired on your day off too? Because Roger would have did it twice, and both on my birthday, around my birthday.
Yeah, so
it's not a game out here. You really can't get fired on your day off.
We need to start our own sitcom or something about two unemployed black men hanging out. Nobody would watch it but us, but
no, I think they will watch.
BET might pick it up.
They would.
I don't think that's entire sections of Brooklyn. That's not a sitcom.
It will be different. It will be the plight of the dark skin versus light skin. Who would get work first?
Well, I have been living.
Oh, yes.
In the last week, I have been living my life like a white housewife anyway. Like,
I love it.
Getting oil changes in the middle of the day, making sandwiches from scratch and stuff and cooking them in the middle of the day.
I have no complaints. I get walked out to my car in the morning and shit like I'm special. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I got to stay on my regimen, man.
I did some odd shit like just cleaning out the refrigerator. I'm talking about take out all the food, take out all the shelves.
Gotta do that just, sometimes.
Just clean everything out. Like now I'm finding other things to clean. Like I have nothing to do.
Yeah, I go to the gym twice a day now. Like that was some white housewife shit that I
oh yeah.
That I always envy white women for being able to do. It's like, damn, she going to the gym at like 10 a.m. and she gonna come back at 6. Now I'm like, I can do that shit. I'm taking advantage. Being there with just me, them, and the kids in daycare. That's all the people in the gym.
You got to have some eye candy when your women come home now. You got to look nice.
Yeah, but yes. It's been cool, man. So. Yeah,
you know you at the White Y when you got the Y where they be like, look, we watch your kids from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday. That's true.
And if you don't have anything, like the other thing too, I've been planning out my chores. So like, you know how Justin's like, I clean out the fridge. Like I do stuff like, I'm going to clean out the fridge Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pacing myself.
So you don't want to run out.
Right. I don't want to be sitting around the house bored of shit. Just like, it's nothing to do. Like, I'm going to figure this shit out. Like, live tweet Buffy, then I'm going to get back on this fridge.
Your Buffy live tweeting is, like, my favorite thing on Twitter.
Well, thank you very much, Patrice. It's very controversial.
Had you been tweeting when the show was airing, I would have stopped watching Buffy about a season and a half in. Broken and debunked everything I believed in at that age.
Yeah, I get a lot of people like, I was 14, but you know what? That's a good point. Why would Spike, you know, that Spike was a little rapey and I don't think that was appropriate. I'm like, right! And now he's back to being a hero. Nobody said shit about this dude.
No,
when pulling a Chris Brown on Buffy one day.
In the bathroom, yeah.
This dude he even made it to the Angel series. I'm watching the last season of Angel. I'm like, this nigga's back.
Yeah.
Get him the fuck out of here. But anyway, man, let's talk about what we really came to discuss. Them Thrones is back, man. And, they started off with a bang. I think this is the first time that, I think they really started exactly where the other one ended because, it started with, my fan Fat Friar Tuck running his ass away in that snow from the White Walkers. Samuel Tarly is his name. And I was like, run, fat boy, run, because, the Walkers was on his ass and, somehow he lived even though he fell down like a little white girl. In a Jason horror flick, fell down, was like crawling away, and the zombies was like, the zombie was trying to get him, and he got burned up by fire and stuff. So
he really was not moving fast, that someone else had time to get a dog after it, shoot him with arrows, and then set it on fire. And he was still scooting away that ankle delicately, like, please, no. No, I'd rather you didn't.
All that was missing from that scene was a tree root and some high heels. That's what it felt like.
That's what you hate the movies. Why did he survive?
Right, yeah. His homies died, too, man. Remember those two really...
Yeah.
I don't know their names. They were two really fit dudes that were in the White Night Watch too.
Yeah.
And they started running way before his ass and got killed immediately.
He stopped running at one point. Like, what are you even running from? I'm cool.
I think that's why they left him alone, because he was sitting there crying.
Yeah, that was one of the first times that being fat has saved someone's life in a movie. That might be the first time.
Probably the only time.
Right. Like, typically every movie punishes you for being fat. It's like, he's fat, exactly. So he died first. I actually saw a movie called 12 Rounds, and one of the scenes is a WWE directed movie. It's terrible, right? But one of the scenes, a guy is like 300 pounds and he's the like security guy at some place that's about to get bombed, and they're in the elevator going up, and the trap that was set is that the hero who's in the elevator too can save himself, but in order to save both of them, he would have to carry this 300-pound man out and help him save, like, pull himself out of the elevator.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, man, why even, like, what kind of diabolical genius is sitting around like, yeah, he's going to be 300 pounds. I'm gonna make him die because he's fat. And you can't save him because he's too fat. I was like, man, I want to leave this movie and stop eating popcorn. But, I was a little disappointed with him, too, because he didn't even send out the Ravens. And I guess the Ravens is, like, the warning, early warning system they have when the White Walkers get loose or whatever. And of course he fucked that job up, and he reminded me a lot of Peter from the Cosby's.
Yes. That's grown Peter.
That is him.
It really is.
He was Peter would have got his sway. Peter wanted to get, he just always got his cardigan and went home.
Peter always ran home.
He was looking at that ground, and that's exactly how he looked like. Why can't I just run out of here before he makes this big ass sandwich? But yeah, so that part was pretty cool. And then we end up cutting to I'll just talk about some of the major things. My man Rob Stark, he had a moment with his mom, who actually ended up letting the King Slayer, Jaime Lannister, get back to his people, because there was a promise that her daughters would be returned to her and safely and all this stuff. And
which is all she ever wanted. She was not down for all of this. Like, just give me my babies. Like, I'll stop.
Like, really, she started she started a war and then called it called time out because she just wants those girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was Rod or die early. Like, Rob, you're going to be a man. It's time to go out here and get the killing. We got to get our babies back. And then it's like, I can get you the babies back without all this killing. And she was like, oh, hold up, time out. All y'all acts are free.
Nobody has said that. If y'all have said that,
Everybody freeze.
The problem is she listened to the wrong person that told her last season, like, you can't exchange your children.
Well, she listened to Littlefinger. Why does anyone trust Littlefinger? He's the most annoying person on the show to me, is, you know, his plotting ass, because he'll just come up, lie to everybody. And he does have game with these lies, by the way, but he'll lie to everybody, and people continue to trust this dude. He's like Lucy with the football in Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I've hated him since The Wire.
Yeah, when he was the mayor.
Yeah, like, I haven't liked him since then, because he got the black mayor kicked out of town. Like, come on, son.
That's a good point. But yeah, so she believes in that fool. So she had to get locked up. But I thought a pivotal moment was when Rob was, like, looking at all these people that died because of this war and stuff, and partially because his mother, Lady Stark, let, you know, the Kingslayer go back. And he like, was treating her like his mom for a second, and everybody started looking at him like, motherfucker, my son is dead. And he had to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Lock her up. Put her in the chambers.
But it was funny, because they locked her up in a, like, a regular suite. It was like, that's gonna be your torture hole. Yeah. It's like, no, nigga, you got plush pillows, you got the king size bed in here, you got a view, you got a balcony. Like, are you really locked up?
What prison is this?
She went to white people's prison.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
The next dude,
yes,
the dude that's getting on my nerves, man. And like, you ever have one of those moments where you're watching the show and the whole time you're like, don't do this, don't do this? Well, that's how I felt when they showed Davos Seaworth waking up on a, like, deserted island.
Yes.
In the middle of nowhere, looking like he really, really needed some sunscreen. apparently, that is not invented in this reality yet.
No,
so,
he was vitamin D deficient.
So he tracks down a ship. The ship, you know, comes by. They send out a landing party, and they're like, hey, what you doing on this island? He's like, yeah, I fought for a war and all this stuff, and, I got stranded here. And they was like, who you fight for? And you could see the fear in his face, like, oh, wait a minute. I answered this wrong. I'm going to die right here on this island immediately.
Yep.
There's no other answer. No, I have to get this right. Shit.
Like, he froze, like, hold up.
That's the one time honesty in a movie actually paid off.
Right. I was really like, man, I wonder what he's going to say. Is he going to say the old king that died a long time ago? Is he going to, you know, but he said the truth, Stannis Baratheon, and somehow those people were from, they were cool with Stannis, so they let him on the ship.
Yeah.
And he immediately tells everyone on the ship that his plan is to go talk to Stannis Baratheon, and I got so mad at him because they were saying shit like, yeah, well, Stannis is burning niggas alive right now.
Yep. You may want to hold off on all of that.
Yeah. Like, you really, yeah, I don't know if you
heard. Nah, it's not the time to be trying to negotiate.
Yeah, he'll.
Send him a falcon with a note or something. Don't go.
No, that's not the move.
Yeah,
you might better bird mail him and call it a day.
And, you know, Davos hasn't trusted Stannis and his woman. Well, he hasn't trusted Melisandre, the red fire witch of the north, I guess. See, he hasn't trusted her from jump, but that's who's in Stannis' ear right now. So he's immediately like, I gotta go back, confront this woman, and tell Stannis that this is, you know, this is wrong. And everybody he came into contact with was like, don't do it.
He seen her birth a fucking demon.
Yes,
you saw this with your own eyes. You saw this, but what, you want to confront her? Okay.
What'd you say, Patrice? Sorry.
You actually know what she's capable of. She's not even just kidding with you. She showed you.
Like, she birthed a pussy poltergeist last year, and everybody forgot. Everybody forgot.
She called him personally to escort her.
Right, and the thing is, so he gets there and he confronts her. He's like, "Look, this ain't right." And his boy Stannis, like a true, it was like, Stannis is that dude that every guy knows that his wife is an evil ice queen, but he just don't acknowledge it while she's berating all his friends. Yeah. Like you just want to be like, hey man, are you going to get your girl? Cause I don't want to cuss your wife out. Like, that feels really inappropriate, but I don't think she should be throwing water in my face, you know? He was just like, nope, she's talking for both of us right now. cause she starts going in on Davos, and he started crying and shit. Like, she brought him back to the night when his son died and everything. It was like, can't you hear them screaming? And he was like crying like a little baby, man. I was like, damn, man, you had all them balls on the ship.
Yeah.
Got up to the room, start crying like a little punk.
I don't wonder if it was tears of regret. Like, I should have just walked away.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I should have walked away, but I'm in here now. I'm in too deep.
He was like, the black dude was right. You know?
Nobody ever listens to the black man.
Yeah, hey, black pirate. That black pirate. I enjoy the black pirate dude because he is so key on not playing the magical Negro for these white folks. Like, he's like, yeah, you go up there, you by yourself, right? You know?
I told you not with to. You.
And dude was like, but you my boy, you went to my wedding. He's like, you went to four of my weddings, nigga. I'm not going. And you shouldn't either. Like, this is where this shit ends.
Yeah, he was like, in my next life, I'm going to be a pimp. On a TV show that really that many people going to watch. But I'm a pimp. And if you just listen to me now, I'm trying to tell you about some things.
I thought that was crazy. And sounds like he's going to end up getting burned.
He's not going to make it long. Yeah. I know that much.
People ain't they principles on this show, man. You gotta drop them principles, man. When shit start looking shaky, you gotta change and adapt, man. Like,
that's why I like Arya. Arya is as good as her options. What? I'll be a boy then.
Yep.
Arya will be like, so you kill people if I say their name?
Okay, fuck it.
Okay. All right, I got a couple people, and also your name, unless you kill 12 more people.
And kill them now. Kill them now.
Yeah, she's like that person that rubs on a lamp and for the third wish, wishes for more wishes.
Yes.
I like her, man. But
yo, wasn't that crazy how dude changed his face at the end of the season?
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
I was like, okay, so this show really has more magic than just those other people.
Yeah.
That tried to steal the dragons.
Yeah, we weren't speaking of the dragons. Speaking of the dragons. Them little niggas getting big, man. I think I saw a couple of them wearing like size 6 Jordans and shit. it's like one of them was texting in the show. Like, they got big fast, man, because it hasn't been that long.
He ate a fucking shark.
Yeah, right.
As a snack.
And he grilled that shit, too. Like, he threw it in the air, put some fire on it, and then ate it. Was like, yeah, I'm good now. So, and the Khaleesi still thinks that they're not big enough to wage war. So she went and got a, I guess she didn't. She went and browsed, perused, went to the lot, kicked the tires, if you will, on some slaves in the slave army, And I enjoyed that scene very much. Probably my second favorite scene of this this episode was because I imagine this happens all the time, by the way, and maybe I'm just fucked up, but anytime someone is speaking a foreign language around me to another person that speaks that language and they know I don't speak the shit, I always go, they talking shit about me. And they were.
Yep, he was like, tell that whore.
I said, I want $10. Tell her.
he was talking so much shit, man. He called her muling at one point. Like, he was just dropping nothing but heat on her the entire time, and then even gave some to the translator when he was like tell her something inappropriate, like tell her go fuck herself or something. She's like, really? You want me to tell her? It's like, what are you, a goat or a fucking translator? Like, of course don't tell her that. Stupid. Like, this dude, I like this dude.
He was about that life. Like, he should have been. Why was he not already fighting in somebody else's war already?
Apparently,
he almost needs a spinoff, like Slave Auctions.
I would watch that. I would watch a version of him doing some type of entourage shit where he's like the Ari Gold and just making deals with his translator. that would be his Lloyd. And they would just be making jokes on people. Yeah. But
he got too much pleasure in cutting that dude's nipple off.
That was the other thing.
Too much pleasure.
I was actually a little surprised because when he was questioned by Jorah, second in command to the Khaleesi, her simp, when he was questioned by him, like, well, everybody's scared to die. I was like, oh, he's probably gonna go up there and kill one of them, like, just to prove.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
But instead, he cut his nipple off, which might be worse than death. And the dude didn't even flinch and thanked him. And I was like, that's some mind control for your ass.
I was like, they're not going to put a Band-Aid on that? He was like, get back in line, bitch.
Yeah. He's like, thank you for choosing me. Thank you.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, I wonder if they had peroxide.
He's like, well, now I'm infected. And then also in my mind, I cut to a scene, in my mind where, later on at night, that dude is like talking to the other slaves, like, God damn, you got my nipple off. The fuck is wrong with people? why would you even dare him to do that? I hope I get bought tomorrow. I swear to God, I hope I get bought.
The other nigga's like, man, you lucky he didn't stab you, because I thought you was dead. Yeah. Like, just be happy it was just your nipple. Just be happy it was just your nipple. But then he was like, well, I'm glad it was only his nipple, too, because they cut their balls off.
Yeah.
At an early. I was like, his balls? Like, who the fuck wants to ever be in that army? Like, you cut my balls, son. I'm killing you first chance I get.
Yeah, no.
I have to believe that's not in the paperwork when you sign up.
That's a defined fine print.
Oh, you didn't see the balls clause? Ooh, well, you should have perused that one.
See, that's why we write things with invisible ink.
Yeah.
It's your fault. You don't have the special blue light.
They just tell you, like, initial here, initial here. What's this blank spot? Just initial here. We'll fill it in later. Initial here. And then also they make each warrior kill a baby. In the market, and then give somebody like a silver piece the owner a silver piece after you kill a little baby. And I want to know what town is this where that can happen, because I never
know. Keep renting houses there.
Wow, no, and nobody knows this. Like, everybody's cool with this.
It's just population control. You know, you don't want to have too many people, because then you can't feed them all.
It's just a bunch of angry housewives that are just fed up with their kids. Like, you know what? You don't want to clean your room? Fuck it, we're going to the mall. Why don't we take a little trip around the mall? All right. And then we'll see who's acting right. No, don't cry now. True. You weren't crying when you put the Cheerios on the floor. Don't cry. Get in the stroller.
They probably sent out secret pigeons, like, you know, I'm pregnant soon. I really don't want this child. Is this someone we can make it disappear?
Yeah.
I guess it is.
So,
and get paid for it. So, you know?
And also, man, what is it with the Khaleesi and going shopping?
Like, she really does enjoy it. It's amazing.
And she is like a solid 40% getting assassinated attempt.
Yes.
At, when she goes shopping. Like, every
that
time
was
she...
my favorite scene of the episode. That was crazy.
Oh, you, so you enjoyed the... first of all, what kind of bug was that? It was like a scorpion.
I don't know.
It was nice and colorful.
Nice and colorful.
It was like a scorpion with, like, emeralds in its back or something. It was...
Yeah. And it was a beast, too, because, like, it came out of that little ball and went directly for her.
Like, hey, girl.
Right. Like, it was like, you. I came to kill your ass. I've been in this ball for weeks, and they chopped my nuts off long time ago. I'm ready to get some killing done.
I want
to
know why her bodyguard has not had sex with her yet.
He's a simp, man.
Like, why?
Jorah is a simp. He's never going to have sex with the Khaleesi,
He's
man.
He's not.
It's not in the plans, dog. He in love with her. But he can never have her, and that's just his plot in life. So,
because he obviously loves her.
Because she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. He just needed to yawn, stretch his arm out, and be like, so, you know, he just need to pull out some of the classics, and she is.
Well, he needed, you know, my rule about the friend zone. He's definitely in it. You gotta pull your dick out, man. Now, look, it might not work, and you might end up going home. And never being able to talk again, but you at least have a final result. You know the answer for sure right there. I know a few people have hit me up and said, I tried it and it didn't work. I said, did y'all have sex? No. Then it did work. You're never going to fuck her.
Ain't that the
you're
truth?
You're in the friend zone and you're in denial. The friend zone is relationship rejection denial. That's all it is. And you got to get it out your head. So pull your dick out, Jorah. And the Khaleesi's gonna say, get the fuck out of my room, and then you go, okay.
Or get in good with the dragons. Because anytime you get in good with a woman's children, you in there. You in there. That's all he has to do.
So next week, he'll be taking the dragons to the movies.
Yeah.
Teaching them how to read.
Just throw the ball in the park, all that good shit.
He's going to be naming them and shit, taking them to theme parks.
Just call me daddy. You know, like what? He in there then. And she's blind. I mean, she's gullible. I mean, they intentionally made her blind on purpose.
Okay. Well, I keep thinking she gets underestimated because she's smart as shit. And
yeah, but she figures shit out. Like, it's like two episodes later, you just not catching on. These niggas are dangerous.
She's just so capable, man. Like, she's not scared of anything, and that's what I like about Daenerys the most. But shout out to the new dude who I didn't catch his name, but the old man strength he displayed by killing that fucking thing and running after the little demon girl.
Uh-huh. Like, he came down on it with that little knife.
I like him. Like, he was like, I would like to serve my lady. I was like, you welcome aboard, old Sean Connery dude. You are down with the crew.
And another pimp move. You save her life, and you in there. You in there, dog.
Yeah, I don't know if the old man could get some.
And he made stalking not creepy, because he was like, I've been following you for months. Wait, what? How you been? We didn't notice you. We didn't notice the man in the hood following us.
Come on, Patrice. You know all women love a good stalker. Come on.
Yes, true.
As soon as I saw him in the Jedi, he came through in the Jedi hood, and the music changed a little bit. I was like, ooh, that means something. Like, I know what it meant, but I thought he was going to try to kill her, but he turned out to be a good guy. So, at least for now, who knows? It could be an elaborate plan or something. But, you know, they always plotting on these treacherous white people shows, TM Elon James. So that was it. But my favorite scene is, and I'm surprised nobody has picked this one, but it was Tywin Lannister dropping that ether on his son Tyrion, the imp. I watched that shit 5 times.
I was a little disappointed.
Oh, Tyrion came in that house, came in that office and was like, look, man, I got fucked up. I saved the family. I saved the village. The kingdom. Joffrey, the king, was running like a little bitch. And I took an axe to the motherfucking face. You didn't even want to come visit a little nigga. I was laid out with the axe to the face. And you didn't even stop by to say hey or nothing. Didn't send word. And he was like, the squire told me you were okay. It wasn't a mortal wound. I was like, damn, what an asshole. And Tyrion lays out his case, and obviously his dad is like, man, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit you talking about.
It's not even that serious.
Right. Like, he was like, I gave you more power than you've ever had, Tyrion, and what I find out, you fucking a prostitute again. Cause you know, he normally, Tyrion don't love them hoes, but this time he obviously loves this.
Why one. Do they care?
Cause they're highborn, you know, and they're of a certain class.
Yeah.
So it's like he went.
That means a lot.
Yeah, it's like he keep bringing these hood chicks home and they in the 1%. So it's like, come on, bro, what are you, you know, can't come to the house high on cocaine with a crack whore talking about this my girl now. Like,
mm-hmm.
We Lannisters, we don't play that shit. So.
But I blame the dad.
Then you have a hooker. You don't just have a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
See, I blame the dad though. He never arranged a marriage for him.
Right.
He never set him up with some other bitches. So it's like.
Well, he didn't feel like he was worth it. And a lot, this shit explains so much because.
It does.
Tyrion.
He went off on him.
Tyrion was like laid out his case, and you know Tyrion is like so fucking smart.
Yep.
So it's like when he speaks, I'm immediately like, oh, he's about to, you know, like he served his sister earlier. You know,
yep.
She was like, "You're not half as cunning as you think you are." He was like, "That I'm more cunning than I need to be." So she was like, "Well,
what does he call him? You're an ill-made, spiteful little creature."
He, wow. Yes.
Oh. Yep. Okay. That's just my feelings.
I mean, he did kill his wife.
Crushed.
Like, the Lannisters are cold-blooded. Like, I would watch, now, talking about spinoff shows, I would watch a spinoff show called Dinner with the Lannisters.
Yes, just like major holidays, just Thanksgiving with the Lannisters.
Like, just nothing but ether.
And then he had like that Maury moment. He was like, since I can't prove you're not my child, endure your ass.
Yes. So, yes, straight fire, the whole thing. I've never been so happy watching a show like this, man.
You know what was hilarious too, though, mm-hmm. was when her son, because you talk about the Lannisters, obviously the one that's the king, Joffrey.
Yeah.
When he met his new wife and his mom were all at dinner, and the mom was like, "Yeah, he has his father's spirit."
And I would say not everyone can be as brave as his father was.
Right, but his father is Jaime Lannister.
Exactly. Yep.
So, Jaime's a bitch.
Uncle Daddy spirit.
Yeah, like, but can you imagine dinner with the Lannisters and they're like, "Where's Jaime?"
Well, he now before she said that, he did call her old and forgetful. So he was like, "She an old liar. She's getting less familiar with the truth as she gets older." And I was like, "Ooh, nigga." And then she was like, "You a little coward, nigga. How about that?" And I was like, "Oh shit!" all in front of your new boo and everything, embarrassing you in front of company. But yeah, Granddaddy Lannister stole the show. He didn't give a fuck about that head wound.
That I thought he arranged. I thought he tried to get him killed because it was his army that came in and
that was somebody that was already in the city and the dude that attacked him was somebody that was already in that battle before the Granddaddy Lannister showed up. So it was this moment though. Where he asked for, I think it was Castle Rock or something like that is how you pronounce it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Granddaddy Lannister was sipping his drink and stopped mid-sip. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, I heard that first beat of Ether come in like, dah, dah.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could have Funk Master Flex drops.
Hey, the balls.
I was like, this was supposed to be an exhibition, man. He accused him of not possibly being his son. Then he set his life plan out for him. He was like, by the way, if you handle this, then you might get some land. We'll set you up according to your name. We might, if you play that well, we might get you a position of some respect. If you play that well, we might get you a woman that everybody can respect. And one more thing. Now go. Oh, let me think about that. One more thing. If I catch another hoe in your bed, I'm stringing her up. Have a nice night. And I was like, and Terry was speechless. He just got up and left. Like,
he walked out mad.
He's like, "Well, I guess we're done here."
He walked out like Adam.
It really was not his episode. Like, he was just getting it from all ends.
But I felt like it was setting us up for his comeback and overthrow of something bigger.
Well, he's not done plotting. But his dad said, "You are an ill-made, spiteful little creature, full of envy, lust, and low cunning."
Low cunning, which is the worst insult you could give at that point in time. Mm-hmm.
Like it was a backhanded compliment, like, "Oh, you cunning, but it's low. Yeah. It's not what you think." He told that dude, "Go now, man." I don't know if I've ever rewound a speech of just talking before like this. I was like, I need to see that one more time. Let me see. Yep, he's that's where his soul hit the ground. Mm-hmm. And that's where his pride left the room. Bye, pride.
It didn't even stay. It didn't want to watch.
Yeah. And then I'll throw in some little things before we wrap it up. Littlefinger was talking to Sansa about helping her escape. Nope, some bad gonna happen there. That's gonna be a trick.
Well, we always talking about helping Sansa escape. Sansa just needs to accept what's going on and stop. Just let it go, bro.
Just be glad Jeffrey ain't putting none of that wood stuff to you. And
Let Shay teach you how to, be high cunning. Let it go. You're not going home.
She need to be asking Shay about some of them prostitute tricks.
Exactly.
Right now, so she can just tame Joffrey's ass, because her plan of escaping is not going to work out. None of the plans that the Starks have of escaping ever seem to work out right. So she might want to learn some tricks in that bedroom.
Yeah. So far, only Sansa. So far, only Sansa has been the one to escape and make things happen.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll bring up is stuff that we didn't get to see in this episode that I want to be caught up on. I want to know what's going on with Jaime Lannister and Brienne of Tarth, that big ass WNBA chick.
Yes,
I like.
Where are they? Yeah.
To me, they're like an odd. They're like a cop buddy action flick.
They're like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Yes. Like, I like watching them just walk through the woods, run up on people, and then Brienne had to kill people. Like, I just like that shit. It's just, what the fuck are y'all doing here? And then it's like, oh, she's gonna have to kill them. Like, I can watch that shit all day.
And that's the gift and the curse of these HBO series, and in particular Game of Thrones. It's like, by the time you're caught up on everything, and like they got you hooked, season finale.
Yeah.
Two episodes.
They did have a bit about Jon Snow joining the Wildlings or whatever.
Yeah, he's still with the Wildlings.
Yeah, he just want to fuck that girl. So hopefully he can lose his chair.
Looks like she has medieval video or something. She's not clean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she talk clean. About that freedom a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we free.
She's too free.
She just know how to pop it. I mean, what?
John ain't ready for that. He's gonna be turned out. He's gonna be dressing in gray.
He's gonna be washing her drawers on the rocks.
Running up on giants and challenging them after that.
Son, Patrice, you saw that, right? That big ass giant from nowhere. I was like, come on, I love this show.
Jon Snow's face looked like Ice Cube and Anaconda. He was like, they got snakes out there this big? Because that's exactly. He was like, God damn, y'all got giants? What the fuck?
Like, how we gonna win?
Attitude. He looked right at Jon, like, can I help you?
He blew out a little smoke through his mouth, like, come on, bro. Don't look at me too hard. I don't want to have to do anything.
I know Jon realized then, I'm on the wrong team.
Yeah, he's like, shit, why was I with these dudes that don't fuck and live in the snow? Like, this is a bad plan altogether. Also, I need to get caught up on Theon Greyjoy. Last time we saw him, he delivered one of the best Ray Lewis halftime speeches of all time. and then immediately got his ass knocked the fuck out and carried back home. So I need more of him. That dude is just, he gets bitched out so much every show, man. Like, I love laughing at him. It's really like watching an episode of Girls for me, where I don't root for him. I just root for all the bad things to happen to him. His sister's more tougher than him. His father doesn't like him. The family he did grow up with doesn't respect him, and he betrayed him. Like, oh, what? I just want to see him so bad. So hopefully we get more of him next episode. And that's about it. Oh, we didn't get to see the Hound.
No, I missed the Hound, but we didn't get to see Arya really, so I understand that those two are together.
Oh, yeah, so I need to see them too. Arya and the Hound, I need to see them. So hopefully next episode we switched focus a little bit.
Well, no, see, I thought the hound was supposed to help help the one girl escape, but she was on the pier.
Sansa, the hound always offers a hand to Sansa and then says something so fucked up that she can't take it. That she'll be like, you know, I can help you to escape. And then she's like, okay, cool. Well, I thank you for killing those people. He's like, no, don't thank me for killing. I love killing people. It's like, oh.
Come on, man. Too far.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't want to ride with you. Like, I'll take the other car. So yeah. And I don't really care much about the little Bran Stark, the little baby Stark, but I think
next season, give him time. There's no action with him. There's nothing to do with him right now.
Yeah.
Just a lot of window. That's all we got.
Yep. And I'm cool with his little protector, Osha. Like, she is real gangster. The one, like, she helped him escape. She was like, y'all really want to escape? He's like, yeah. She's like, all right, I'll be right back. She's like, hey, man, anybody want a blowjob? Snap, snap, cut people up. Everybody, I like her. She seems like she'll do anything.
I have friends like that.
She do. She fuck
friends like that.
They're like, we getting in this club, girl.
She
don't
fuck
worry
with her
it.
Friends and everything.
No matter what.
I mean, she fucked for her friends and everything. Think about it. She fucked your boy. It was like, yeah, I'm gonna give him some of this pussy, put him to sleep. Mm-hmm. Then we escaping.
We do what we need to do.
I like Osha. If you leave the house with Osha, you can say, "Look, I only got $20. I don't know what
we need." $20.
She'd be like, "Put your money back. Put your money back. Put your money away."
You be like, "How we get to the penthouse?
We get in. Don't worry, we getting in this club. We got the drinks. Don't worry about. We getting a taxi. You like? We don't have money. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that." You just want to
ask you for anything?
Right. Get insulted when you try to pay up. Like, here's 20. Put your money back. What are you doing? You're embarrassing us. But yeah, that was Them Thrones for this week, man. And like I said, we're going to try to make this a weekly segment. And we'll try to have Patrice back. But, you know, anybody. Well, obviously, we'll throw some invites to other people and stuff if Patrice can't make it. But we're going to. Definitely try to keep this going because I love talking Them Thrones and I don't get to talk to Patrice enough. So
no, we don't.
I love it.
So we thank you very much, Patrice.
Thank you, Patrice.
Everybody, go to
you guys.
No problem. Nice to meet you, Patrice.
Nice to meet you too.
Everybody, go to hellandheartaches.com. Everybody, yes. Follow Patrice on Twitter if you're not already. Mm-hmm. I'll put her in the show notes. It's at Patrice C. And she's very funny and
she's a great follow.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Thank you very much, Patrice. We'll talk to you hopefully next week.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, sweetie. Peace.
You too. Bye.
Love that woman.
Yeah. Her voice is sexy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she'll date a man with felonies.
I don't know. And no job.
I missed my opportunity.
You should have asked.
I didn't want to seem too thirsty.
So this is the blackouttips.com. Well, you reel them in. You reel them in, and then you set the trap, you know. That's how you did it.
I'm gonna DM her. That's
there you go. She might follow you back.